Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Shiv Singh is here, too. Shiv is a new friend. He's the founder of Savvy Matters. He was recognized as by Adweek as one of the top 50 marketers. He served as a senior VP at Visa, Inc. Once upon a time. He's the author of a couple of books, including the one he co-authored, which the title is Savvy, Negotiating Fake Companies, Fake Leaders, and Fake News in the Post-Trust Era. Post-Trust Era. That's what we're going to talk about. Shiv, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the new book. It's a very important book. I like that you use the term post-trust era. That's a rude, abrupt way to describe how things are today. But we need that kind of attention-getting language to get people's attention on what's going on right now. We got to wake folks up, don't we?
Oh, we totally have to. We live in such an unusual time. I mean, you know, while on the one hand there's always been propaganda and fake news, the truth is that with social media and with technology, the bad information, the disinformation is weaponized with bad actors and is going all over the place in crazy speed, and it's damaging all of us.
You know, Shiv, one of the things that I like to point out is that fake news is not new. If you go back and if you know anything about the founders, you know that Jefferson and Adams were close to each other for a long time, and they were, you know, they tolerated each other at least, and they were productive with each other in other ways. In fact, Adams recommended Jefferson write the Declaration of Independence. But when he was offered the opportunity, he said, no, Jefferson should write it. So that's a relationship they had. But by the time they started running for president, I can't remember which one did it, but one of them actually had fake articles written about the other one to put in the news. And that's when they fell out. That's the reason they were not friends for decades after that. And that was real fake news like we have today.
Yeah, and you know, even Alexander Hamilton did that, publishing fake news against his competitors in the political scene in New York. But, you know, something else to mention, Jim. The first newspaper published in America was published in 1690. It was called Public Occurrences, both domestic and foreign. And it was shut down 4 days later after publishing because the governor of Massachusetts at the time felt it had too much fake news in it. So, yes, it's deep in our history.
That's funny. Well, but here's the difference, and this is why your book is so important. Here's the difference in what happened then and what's happening now. In those days, they were still in what I call the analog age. Up until about 20 years ago, we were still, to a large degree, in the analog age. Today, barely a generation later, we are now full up into the digital age, where the digital leverage, is not even compounded over analog leverage. It's exponential. Off the charts, it's multiple factors more powerful and more instantaneous than analog leverage. What do you think?
You know, I couldn't agree more. And that's the fascinating thing about the time that we live in. You know, digital has brought incredible benefits to us. There's no question about it. You know, I'm still a techno-optimist. I believe it has changed life and lives immeasurably for the better. But without a doubt, it has come with a big cost, and a cost that we have to contain. And you know, and that cost is all around fake news and disinformation and the way it's spread. And we as regular people, we have to develop new skills to inoculate ourselves from the fakeness that's around us now.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things that we talk about a lot here on the show, Shiv, is becoming more talented, more aware, more intentional consumers of information, noticing, looking at what's being offered to us. And we have to learn that the headline is often not what's going to be in the article. And if the headline attracts us because it's so titillating, it's probably not really good information. It's probably, if it takes that kind of a headline to get your attention, and it appeals to your politics, it's probably not something that's going to be beneficial. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I really couldn't agree more. And we talk about that quite a bit in the book. The way we phrase it and frame it up in the book in Savvy is we our thesis is that we as human beings, as regular people, we have what we refer to as human glitches. Just like there are software glitches, we have human glitches that have developed over time. And those human glitches are, you know, how we fall for alternative facts, how we have this desperate desire to belong, how we want to be right, how we bow to authority, how we blindly trust artificial intelligence, and how these human glitches is what make us succumb to that fakeness, whether it's the fake headlines, and we talk about how we equally fall for fake headlines as we do for real headlines, which is shocking and scary. But then also how we don't just fall for the fake headlines, but then we share that information.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the studies we talk about in the book is this incredibly important study that came out of MIT that showed that we share fake news headlines on Twitter much more and much more frequently than we even share.
Even when it's known to be fake news?
Well, you see, the problem is that we don't know that it's fake news.
Ah, okay.
Because we haven't really trained ourselves
mm-hmm.
to tell.
We haven't done our own. We haven't done our own. What you're saying is we can no longer count on the media to fact check the news. We have to now do that ourselves, don't we?
Exactly. We carry that responsibility. We have to, you know.
And that's what the book is about, folks.
Careful.
That's how the book. The book will help you understand how to do that. Savvy is the name of the book. Shiv Singh and Rohini Lathra is the co-author. And you know that person, right,
yes.
Shiv?
Yes, I know. So Rohini Lathra, she's a clinical psychologist. She also happens to be my wife.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.